The AFCON 2023. You snooze, you lose. Bonjour and welcome to AFCON Rush. On the third day of the last 16 of the Africa Cup of Nations, 36 matches played in the group stage and 4 red cards in those 36. Now it's only 4 matches in the round of 16 and 4 red cards have been issued already. Oh, yesterday, Mohamed Bayo goal in the 98th minute sent Guinea into the quarterfinals. The goal scored in 97 minutes and 38 seconds, the latest winning goal ever in a knockout game in the Africa Cup of Nations. Before that clutch moment, Fede Bikoro was sent off for a dangerous tackle and Guinea were down to 10 men. And just moments after that, tournament top scorer Emilio Unsue missed a penalty hitting the woodwork despite sending the goalkeeper the wrong way. Equatorial Guinea were the only team at the AFCON yet to miss a big chance. Indeed, the penalty miss from the tournament's highest goal scorer was their first big chance missed. The lone goal was enough to see Guinea celebrate their first ever knockout phase victory at the AFCON. Oh, had it not die hard. Just when we thought we were going to see a fairy tale run, it all ends for the Pharaohs. 2-2, then another 2-2, and then 1-1 in the round of 16. No defeat, no win. That's the Egyptian story in microcosm. And now it's goodbye from the AFCON 2023 in 2024. Meshack Elia, remember the name from Chan 2016? 37 minutes in and DR Congo were ahead. But just before halftime, Mustafa Mohamed scored from the spot to make it 4 games in a row. Late on in regular time, the substitute Mohamed Hamdi was shown a second yellow. The game will go into shootout following a draw after extra time. DR Congo will go on to win and qualify for the next round with an 8-7 triumph. DR Congo are yet to win a match in relegation time as well. Remember, theirs was 1-1, 1-1, and goalless in their last game of the group stage. It truly was a winless derby show. What a rush indeed. Place in the Africa Cup of Nations quarterfinal is up for grabs for two sides not given much of a chance before the tournament. Cape Verde have only featured in 2 Africa Cup of Nations knockout matches. They lost both hands 2-0 to Ghana in the 2013 quarterfinal and Senegal in the 2021 last 16. Meanwhile, Mauritania will play their first ever African knockout match in this game. They are just the third team to reach a knockout despite losing their first 2 group games. The others are DR Congo in 2019 and Comoros in 2021. This will be the first ever meeting between Cape Verde and Mauritania. The second game of the day is what is the tie of the last 16? Well, after Nigeria versus Cameroon, as the hosts Cote d'Ivoire face reigning champion Senegal. This will be the first time that the host nation has faced reigning African champions in an Africa Cup of Nations match since 2002 when hosts Mali lost 3-0 to Cameroon in that year's semifinals. Only Egypt with 59 and Algeria with 47 have had more shots in the group stage than Ivory Coast, who had 46. This is only the third meeting in the AFCON between Senegal and Ivory Coast, with the Elephants winning both games. In 1965, it was a 1-0 third place playoff, and in 1986, it was a 1-0 group stage win for the Ivorians. Note though that no host has ever lost 3 games at a single edition of AFCON. Will the Elephants be the ones to crumble? All we know is that another big football inside will exit the tournament today. One will cry and one will celebrate. Who are you putting your money on?
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
Okay, as usual, let's fly into the Eagles nests, the camp of the Super Eagles. Of course, we must hear all those reactions, players, coaches, after that famous win over Cameroon. I think it was one game where all Super Eagles players got 80% rating and above. Maybe except, of course, Zaidu Sunusi. But he was part of a winning team, so we cut him some slack. Okay, in succession, we hear from Alex Iwobi, who was a dynamo in the midfield.
Yeah, I mean, to play against a team like Cameroon and to keep a clean sheet and win, it's a very big confidence boost, and we're happy, like, we're very proud because we knew it was going to be a difficult game. So to go through to the next round like this, it's a special feeling. Not only that we scored a goal or scored the goals, we're able to keep a clean sheet. So that was a big thing from today's performance. We knew that they had the players, they controlled the ball really well, and of course they weren't really hurting us with the ball, but we knew it was going to be hard, and we just had to run a bit more than usual. And that's what we were able to do and match the intensity, so it was good. Well, we're through to the next round. I'm not promising anything. All I can promise is that we're going to give 100%.
We also hear from Ola Aina, the right wing wizard.
I feel very happy. I'm very excited about the win. I'm so happy for the team. I'm happy for Demola because I know we've worked hard. We've worked hard to get here. We've worked hard for this victory. And I'm very happy for the team. We're still not getting excited, you know. I'll still say the same message. It's one game at a time. Thank God that we've passed the round of 16 into the quarterfinals now. And that's the only game we're focusing on right now.
Bright Osayi Samuel.
I think the game plan that the manager set on us, I think we did it superbly well. So, you know, we still have other games to go. So, of course, today is a day where we should be happy, but now we're looking forward to the next game. We're experienced enough to know that every game is important. The players that we have as well, I think everyone believes in each other. So, I think today was a big statement.
Of course, we can't leave without hearing from the coach, who insists that his team is near perfect.
I think he created a chance for me. Didn't allow the Camarões to create chance as Ekong in the first half, but Ekong blocked the shoot. I think he did a very good game. Almost perfect. It never is perfect, but I think consistency, the capacity, defender well, going counter-attack, manage the ball. I'm happy with my guys. Yes, we grew up now and have a very difficult match against Angola. You need to prepare very well this match. It's good of our, because if the goal is not legal, you need to for me or for others.
And Victor Osimhen, the man of the moment. Short interview he did with CAF. Well, it's noted that Victor Osimhen lost his voice following match screams and maybe the aftermath celebration as well with the fans.
All of us, the whole team.
Nous tous, toute l'équipe, que du staff et l'équipe sur le terrain, on a cette mentalité de la gagne. On veut gagner. Est-ce que pour moi, c'est pas que jouer et être des joueurs. Il faut gagner, il faut avoir cette mentalité, il faut qualifier. Et avoir cela en tête pour chaque match et respecter l'adversaire. Donc pour ce match, c'était important d'être focalisé là-dessus jusqu'au bout. Félicitations à cette équipe.
Well, the Super Eagles are gaining more and more respect. Not to mention that Saturday night was filled with its own level of excitement. Nigerians thronged the streets of Abidjan and visited the pubs, the bars, the clubs. Ivorians definitely made money from Nigerians following the celebrations after knocking out Cameroon. Speaking of Cameroon, let's hear from the number one goalkeeper as well, Fabrice Ondoa, who was sad, obviously, but still spared some time to talk with journalists.
It's difficult for us, but I think this is young group, is young team. We must stay positive because we have a lot of new players. It's first AFCON for them. And I think we just stay positive and take all the negative things out and just think about the future.
Fabrice Ondoa, the cousin of Andre Onana. What a rush indeed. It's going to be a big issue, though. Will Onana get a call-up again? Will he honor that call-up after being fielded for just one game? Or will Fabrice Ondoa be the man to just step in as the number one? We definitely keep our fingers crossed, but Cameroon would need to re-strategize, which is what is done when teams exit the tournaments. Meanwhile, did you know that following Victor Osimhen's energetic display against Cameroon, he was subjected to a random dope test by CAF? Well, this is normal, having those random dope tests, but it's eliciting lots of reactions now. Well, simply because it's Victor Osimhen, and with some people making very interesting comments on social media. Yes, oh, Iristu Chekamo. Yes, oh, Omo Kaf. Now, wow, then see how the guy does the power up and down. And the world definitely saw how much Victor Osimhen did contribute to that game, even though he didn't score. Especially that assist. Let's talk about that assist for Ademola Lookman.
Cameroon
Cameroon. Oh, it's Osimhen, Osimhen, Osimhen. Can he find his goal? Oh, it's a beautiful opportunity there. Lookman has got it. They get the goal. Unbelievable.
Well, the action continues right here in Côte d'Ivoire, and we'll be here to make you a part of the action. I'm the Mighty George. Tune in again for another edition of African Rush. In the meantime, I'll be dropping reports throughout the day on Comfort 95.1 FM. What a rush.
FM.